Lecture 34 deals with carboxylic acids and their derivatives. So we're on to the last lecture of the course. So exciting. Now, this is actually combined with a nucleophilic addition in the final exam. So I'm either going to ask nucleophilic addition or I'm going to ask the type of reaction that we get with these guys, which is nucleophilic acyl substitution. The mechanism is a little trickier for this one, so I probably ask it less frequently. So when you're working on these ones, you start with the Grignard reaction, nail that. After that, you move through to your aldol condensation, and after that you move to this one, which is nucleophilic acyl substitution. The important thing though is to be comfortable with why carboxylic acids are acids, and that's the same sort of thing we saw for the phenol, but now looking at a reduced amount of ability to delocalize that charge, but it also there is sufficient so that these things behave as a decent sort of acid. So we can see here alcohols, the Ka value at acid dissociation constant 10 to minus 16, phenols due to that resonance stabilization at 10 to the minus 10, the carboxylic acids, we've got again some resonance and it provides a decent stabilization of 10 to the minus 4, that's meaning that much more completely dissociates and generates H pluses rather than the alcohols which are